This is Amy Suzara on the poetry segment on Setting the Standard, KPFA 94.1 FM. And right now, I'm really excited to welcome Barbara Jane Reyes on the show. She's the author of Diwata, which received the Global Filipino Literary Award in Poetry. She's the author of two previous poetry collections called Gravities of Center and Poeta in San Francisco, which received the James Laughlin Award of the Academy of American Poets. And her latest chapbook is called For the City That Nearly Broke Me, published by Atlan Libre Press. So, Barbara, it's really great to have you on the show.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Yes. As you know, we're celebrating Filipino American History Month. Mm-hmm. And the first question that I've been asking my guests is, what is the role and importance of identity as Filipino American in your work as a writer?
I think of it this way, that when I'm walking in the world, just basically everything that I do is filtered through a Filipino-American lens, and it is a Filipino-American experience because I'm living it. But then also I think there's another component to that, which is that the way that people view me based upon what they see, you know, also becomes, you know, part of that Filipino-American experience. They see a Filipina, and there are all kinds of, you know, assumptions, social or economic or global assumptions that go into the way they process who they would think that I am. So, you know, I mean, when I come into my writing, I'm taking that experience with me, just kind of, you know, again, looking at the world as, you know, as somebody who has lived a Filipina American experience.
Great. And for our listeners, mm-hmm. would you mind telling us what Diwata means, which is the title of your acclaimed collection?
Okay. Yeah. Diwata is a word that it's in Tagalog, which is a Filipino language, and there are many different meanings of the word. I had to look it up in my big Tagalog dictionary just to make sure that I had it right. Some of the meanings that have come up or translations that have come up are goddess, and then also a spirit that a nature spirit, a spirit that resides in nature. And then the third dictionary definition and translation was the word muse. You know, and I think that as artists, we're drawn to those things that give us inspiration. And so that was what I was looking at with Diwata. I basically am interested in our stories and where we get our stories from. You know, can I look at my ancestors, my grandparents, and, you know, aunts and uncles and parents who've told such wonderful stories to me, you know, for decades now, and look at them as my muses? That was part of the writing experience. But then also, where did they get their stories? Who told them their stories? You know, was it coming from their ancestors as well? And then also, was it coming from the places in which they lived and grew up? My parents and my ancestors, you know, they all lived in the Philippines in urban and then rural settings. And so, you know, the mythologies of the places that they lived, the histories of the places that they lived are very much a part of the stories that they've given to me. So how do I, as somebody who's been living my adult life in Berkeley and Oakland, you know, how do I make sense of those for myself? So that's a big part of it right there, just, you know, paying honor to those storytellers and thinking about my own role now, not just as a writer, but as, you know, somebody who has received these stories, what am I supposed to do with them?
And also, you're teaching a Filipina literature course over there at University of San Francisco. It seems to be very fitting for this idea of talking about passing stories along generations.
Yes, absolutely. I was just telling my students last week about this idea of responsibility. Right? What do we do when we've received, you know, as a result of having received these stories, what do we do with these stories? And a lot of my students, they were really keyed in on this and said, yeah, we're supposed to keep them, we're supposed to remember them, and then we're supposed to tell them too. So I think that, you know, they understand that there is something that we are supposed to do. There is some kind of responsibility that we have. And, you know, and these are the things that keep us together as families, keep us together as communities. So that's a big part of it. I'm just really very blessed to be teaching an all Filipina lit class, you know, in a university. It's just a wonderful thing.
Yeah, they're very lucky to have you and to have that opportunity. We'd love to hear some of your work.
Okay.
And so I think you're going to be reading a poem that was on the Oakland Local website that's in your series about Oakland, and let us know. I think you're be sharing No, I'm Not Yours.
Correct. Yeah, so the poem No, I Am Not Yours is featured at the Oakland Local website. And I wrote the poem after Bob Kaufman, the beat poet. He has a poem called I Too Know What I Am Not. So going back to what I was saying about walking in the world and being perceived a certain way based upon, you know, just the appearance and what all of those, what are the things that people associate with, you know, us appearing a certain way. And this poem is also in my chapbook for The City That Nearly Broke Me, because when I thought about what city really did break me, I don't know exactly what that means, but the two cities that are kind of dearest and most complicated to me are my birth city of Manila and then Oakland, where I'm now making my home. So this poem is, you know, me kind of somewhere stuck in between Manila and Oakland. So this is No, I Am Not Yours. No, I am not Vaseline smile of working girls singing through gritted teeth. No, I am not your sorry stepchildren hiding in corrugated metal boxes. No, I am not ghost of the assassinated senator locked in his crucifix pose. No, I am not wheezing of Manila's wily pickpockets in broken shoes. No, I am not monsoon fruit of oriental flesh tenders with skanky lingerie. No, I am not worship of sacred blue passport in hallowed INS halls. No, I am not crack pipe hopes of hopeless street walkers, traffickers in legs spread wide. No, I am not garbage dump litanies of devout Catholics in crowns of alcoholic prayer. No, I am not chlorine bleach sighs of silent toilet scrubbers in unventilated gas. No, I am not kisses of syphilitic sex vendors smiling through antibiotic lips. No, I am not illiterate workers minimum wage sunk in his slumlord hell. No, I am not cry of newspaper, pigeon, wing, trash in flight from leaf blower bullets. No, I am not rails of avian flu amplified by tobacco addiction. No, I am not stumble of broken English, inarticulate in racist America. No, I am not report of silenced women helpless in the soldier's disease. No, I am not reflection of your darker self alone in the almighty dollar. No, I am not wombs of Filipina maids hatching more Filipina maids. No, I am not the whistle of street corner whores with cribs of hungry mouths. No, I am not curse of immigrant children bent under broken parents. No, I am not kiss of tropical breeze, unconditional Pinay love. No, I am not the aping of you escaped from your captivity. No, I am not anything that is anything I am not.
Wonderful. Thank you so much, Barbara.
Thank you.
And we'll be hearing from you with some announcements and work that is going out in the community with PAWA, the Filipino American Writers and Artists.
Yes. We are participating in Lit Quake. We are going to be reading at Irma's, and that is on 16th and South Van Ness. It's a Filipino food place that's been there forever. We've got a whole group of emerging writers who are going to be reading there, and included among them are Eileen Cesara, your sister, and then also Justin Hulog, who's based in San Francisco, Melissa Sippen, who's based in Oakland. And so that's happening also during Lit Crawl. That's the 13th. And then Melissa is also going to be conducting a free writing workshop on political content and engagement. So that's going to be happening starting October 21st and into December. Yeah, we've got a whole flurry of events.
There's an event on the 28th? 27th?
Yeah, the 26th and the 27th.
Okay.
Yeah, the one that's happening on the 26th, we have an East Coast-based writer, author named Gina Apostle, whose book, novel, The Gun Dealer's Daughter, just came out, I think, within the last year. And we are going to be hosting her at the Philippine Consulate, which is going to be pretty special. That's going to be happening on the 26th in the evening, 6 p.m. And then on the 27th, the following day, we're going to be also reading at the Union City Public Library. And what we're going to be doing is, you know, various PAWA members and board members are going to be sharing works by Filipino-American authors, perhaps, you know, who have passed on, or Filipino-American authors who are not here in the Bay Area, you know, and you know, would not be here to read their own work. So, you know, we'll be reading folks like Evelina Galang, who is a wonderful novelist and short story writer who lives in Miami, and Patrick Rizal, who's this wonderful poet who's based in New Jersey. You know, it'll be nice to be able to, like, introduce, you know, so many other different PhilAm voices to the local community. And I love that we're able to do this kind of event in, you know, not just, you know, here in our cities, right, where we kind of experience event fatigue, right, but, you know, out in the suburbs, right, where there are, you know, huge Filipino-American populations, families, communities, right, and it's nice to be able to, you know, go out there. It isn't really very far away, but sometimes culturally we feel like we can be, so it's right. Nice to be able to do that. So that's going to be rounding out our Filipino-American History Month PAWA events. And then later on down the line, Leslie Tenorio, a San Francisco-based writer who just came out with a wonderful book called Monstrous, November 28th, he will be reading at also the Philippine Consulate in San Francisco. So it's wonderful to have that partnership with them.
So is there a, well, we know we can look up your website. Mm-hmm. Is it BarbaraJaneReyes.com?
Yeah,
and
that's
then
me.
PAWA also have a website you could advertise?
Yes. Well, PAWA is currently experiencing web redesign. So the best place to go right now would be to our blog, which is just PAWABlog, PAWABLOG.wordpress.com.
Wonderful.
Yeah,
wonderful.
So that's where we are.
Great. So all of those wonderful events you've given some nice background to. Thank you so much for being on the radio, Barbara.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, and so I'll see you soon at some of the events.
Sounds great.
Okay, take care.
Okay, looking forward. Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye. This is Amy Suzara on the poetry segment at Setting the Standard, kpfa.org, 94.1. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks so much for having me. I appreciate it.
All right. Thank you.